Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Gerba Derba Werba Erba. That was submitted by Senior Smoke on Twitter. We're going to pick the winner of this month's giveaway, somebody on the Patreon 420 Club. One of the members is going to get chosen. I'm going to go to their city. Hopefully they live in a big city. I'm going to do a show there for them and some of their friends. We'll get to come. Maybe we'll hang out. Maybe we'll smoke. Who knows what's going to happen. But make sure you sign up at patreon.com/gettingdug to get involved in the monthly giveaways. Oh, no shit. Uh-oh. Here we go. It's April Wilson in San Diego, where I just happen to be going in a couple of days. It's Comic-Con week. I'm doing Doug Loves Movies Wednesday and Thursday night. Wednesday sold out. Tickets available for Thursday at the American Comedy Company, and maybe I'll we'll reach out to April and see if some of her and her friends want to come to that or another show down the road. I go to San Diego a lot. Doug plugs. I'm doing stand-up at Levity Live in Oxnard, California on Tuesday, August 8th. I'll be at Go Bananas in Cincinnati on Thursday, August 10th, and at Comedy Works in Denver on Labor Day, Monday, September 4th. That's at 420. All of my dates and deets and links are at douglovesmovies.com. Enjoy the show. Blast off. We're here. It's a Monday. Just another manic Monday in the spacement. And I'm here with two... We like to call them old bees. You guys have been
old
on the
bees?
Show before. Yeah.
All right.
Jessie Mae Peluso's been on the show. I think this is your 16th appearance.
Yeah. I just count it down from when I pissed off Melissa Etheridge.
You pissed her off?
I told her to call one of her strains come to my window, and she hated it.
But I remember that being a really pleasant show. The three of us just...
You haven't seen the death threats that I've gotten from her.
Death threats?
Yeah.
From her?
From Melissa Etheridge?
Outside of my window.
And Eddie Ift is here again, everybody.
Hi.
Hot crowd today. This is exciting. We've got, you know, as usual, I've loaded up some of the pipes with some sativa.
I already stuck my nose in that bag.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it smells delicious.
Tangy Dream is the sativa today.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got, for those who really want to, you know,
take
their chances.
Bomb OG.
We got Bomb OG Indica, just a small amount of it because it's
Yikes.
How potent it is. And yeah, we'll start firing this shit up in a second. It's 18 minutes after the hour, which of course will mean that it's going to be 420 somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah, we keep adding stuff to the
That's
table.
Fun.
There's a guy in New York, I think, gave me that one. It's like a C-3PO colored R2-D2.
Yeah,
it's like a gold R2-D2.
That one's fun.
And yeah, you can smoke out of that. And then there's the guy at the Scream Face, the monk, Munch.
The monk?
Munch. Or the, you know, Edvard Munch, the artist, drew that Scream painting.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely
that. The Scream mask is based on.
The Munch.
Is this you?
That's supposed to be my face.
I thought you meant me. I was like, I hope
that's
not.
That's me. That's Jessie Mae when she doesn't shave.
Let the beard grow in thick.
I only want to smoke out of this one if your face was right here.
How are you, what's your smoking regimen
now? I'm back.
You're back in?
I'm back in.
Were you out? You were out for a minute?
I was out. I was in. I was out. I was in. I was out. And I'm in.
Wow.
That's
sexual.
I got good neighbors.
Really?
Yeah, I got good neighbors. And,
they're fine with all of your many moods? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I moved to a new neighborhood and everybody seemed to have stuff that takes care of me, that doesn't send me, you know, to the hospital.
Oh, so do we have to be careful with you?
No, no, I just, I've had a couple. I did, last time I did this show, I saw in the comments, somebody's like, watch Eddie Ift at 32, 31 or something. And I realized what, I was like.
That's where you sunk into the place.
And I remember thinking, if I just leave, will they all get weird? And I was like, but in my head I went, but how will I get home? And I was like, and I didn't even realize, you can call an Uber.
Yeah, you can call your own car. We don't have to call
it.
You can call it. Well, this, you don't have to smoke out of it. What, like, is the type of thing you smoke out of, does that affect you at all?
No, no, no,
you can take big rips and everything?
Except for the time when we did your show, when we did the live show, and you had that Tommy Chong vape that was going across just a million times, and I was having a great time, but I was like, am I going to go home?
The vape bags? The bags?
Yeah.
Did you get, it just got passed around a lot?
Yeah, a lot. And I just don't know how long I'm going to,
You haven't done a live show with us in front of an audience. We smoke for like 90 minutes straight in front of the audience, and they don't get to smoke at all. It's a weird form of torture for everyone involved. But it's 20 minutes after the hour, so we have to light up. So
light
just
up.
Grab a lighter and any loaded pipe, or you could load something if you want.
I got to smoke out of Doug.
Yeah, go for that.
That sounds personal.
It's a very popular choice. People go for it.
It's like holding like a nice,
put
you
my
know,
mouth ball sack.
John Hamm.
Where's the...
Oh, shit. I thought you were setting me on fire. You're right. After all this time.
Oh, that was a good one. That's my first time on this baby. I didn't know.
Don't you always feel weird?
How strong would be? It was a good one.
Don't you always feel weird being like, this is good for you? And then you're just like, everyone should try it. And then you can't breathe for like 2 minutes.
Somebody just told me it is really good for your lungs. Like it
gives your lungs a good workout.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's good practice for that time you get caught in a fire.
You'll
really be able
to
breathe.
You'll know how to smoke.
Yeah, you'll be good at breathing in all the smoke.
I'm going to run tomorrow. I'm going to go for a nice run after this.
Does anybody want a snack? Today. I have a snack in my pocket.
You want... That's kind of creepy.
Well, you know,
you
got to be ready
pocket
for
pocket snacks. What is this shit?
You got to be ready for when hunger hits you.
Oh, this is a Trader Joe licorice situation?
That's delicious.
I don't know. We should get Todd Glass to confirm that, because Todd Glass likes the stuff from Down Under.
That's no joke.
That
what, licorice?
On this set. Yeah.
Yeah, Australia does good licorice.
Yeah.
They do.
What's so good about
they it? They do this licorice that they coat it in chocolate called Bullets. Oh, it's amazing.
That does sound pretty
good. They coat it in dingo piss?
Red licorice?
No, they do they do raspberry or regular licorice. And then
regular licorice with chocolate on it?
Just trust
that
me.
That sounds horrific. That
no, it's amazing. Good. It'll change your life.
Licorice milk?
I think I'm the only person that buys it, though, because when you go into the store to get it, it's all hard and, like, clumped together because you get it out of that, like...
The bin?
Yeah, and I'm... And
the
I
sale
buy, like,
licorice
a,
bin?
Yeah.
You fill up a little bag with a scooper?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've tried to order it here, and it's like, if you buy the bagged one in Australia, it's like $1.99, and I was like, they got to have it somewhere in America. So I tried to get it on Amazon, and it was like $95 with shipping.
Fuck that noise.
It was coming from Australia.
You did say it was life-changing licorice. So
it is.
Maybe it's worth the money.
It is.
You know, you got to treat yourself.
Where's your life at if licorice changes it, though? What was going on in your
life
that this was
it's the little things that matter.
Monumental moment.
It's the little things.
Did Tam Tams have a big effect on you?
Tim Tams are where
I'm in trouble.
That's where I had my first freakout.
What?
And I think it was because of the Tim Tams, not the weed.
What's a Tim Tam?
A Tim Tam is
a very popular.
It's another life changing.
Just snacks.
Snack. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a biscuit coated in chocolate, and you bite the ends off, and then you suck through it your coffee or tea.
And I'm gross for having pretzels in my pocket.
And it melts while you're like while it gets hot. And when I found it, the first day I found it, I had to eat all of them.
You ate the whole bag?
I ate the whole bag, but I also ate some pot cookies, and I think all the sugar.
Right. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, you just made yourself sick.
It was definitely the sugar.
My fucking mind.
How many pot cookies did you eat, remember?
I ate a whole one.
Did you suck them through the thing, too?
No. I just remember
you're
saying.
A real
it sounds like you just need a straw.
You're really grilling this guy. Is there a position open at 60 minutes?
Very upset with my snack choices.
What's the situation, so Eddie, with you both have such personal enterprises that you've embarked upon that are fascinating to me. We'll get to yours in a second, Jensen May, but Eddie has a bus. You own a bus and you do shows from it?
That sounds fun.
It's like a money pit. We're going on tour tomorrow. And I left it at the shop to just get fixed and make sure everything's good. And as I'm driving away on the 101, it died today.
This morning. Oh, no.
It just died.
And you're going on tour in it.
I'm going on tour tomorrow, and I took it.
Sure.
Are you sure about this?
Yeah. And it doesn't have air conditioning right now.
Oh, shit.
And so I took it back to the guy, and they went and looked in the engine, and rats had eaten all these wires.
Oh.
Rats get up in cars and buses and stuff like
eat
that.
Wires.
They love to chew.
Do you think they're like, you got to try this wire snack? It'll change your life.
Oh my
and then
God,
everybody
it's
died.
Hot and crunchy.
And then it's $10,000.
Is that how much it is to fix it?
No, my bus cost me $11,000 to buy the bus, and then we put $75,000 into the bus.
Damn.
And now we could sell it for about, I'll take $700. And I'm
does
not
it come
joking.
With the rat?
Don't you think there's a rich fan out there that likes your work that might want to buy it?
He donated $9,000 to the Kickstarter.
Whoa.
Wow.
So thank you, Randy Puga.
Yeah, Randy. Randy Puga.
Randy Puga, we got
winner
some rats
of the best name contest also. It sounds like the name of two rats. Oh, did you see my pet rats, Randy and Puga?
Puga.
Yeah, but so... I'm putting like five guys in it tomorrow. And
it's not going to go.
We're going to...
I don't have faith in this.
20 days. 13 shows.
How many cities?
That sounds so fun.
So some cities you'll sit around for a day or two?
Yeah, a couple days we get some breaks.
Podcasting, like taping all the shows for podcasting?
So we do a live stand-up. Then afterwards we do a podcast in the bus. And we have like a tailgate party because it's got a keg on it. There's lots of drugs in states that it's legal. And
how's that working out? Is the tour mostly legal?
Cocaine's legal in 3 states.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
Shut up. Are you serious?
I love that both of them believe that.
We did it. We both are shocked.
You both are like, where?
It's just your conviction. It's less the telling of us and more telling about how your
right,
ability
to but also it just could be like
it.
Maybe weird loopholes or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't know why we jumped over to cocaine. I didn't think that's what we were talking about.
Such like a big leap.
Like they never made it illegal. It was always, it just, they didn't know about it.
They put
I swear,
it
there could
soda.
Be some places that are like that.
Where sodomy is illegal,
you know,
but cocaine's
boo,
legal.
Boring.
I know.
Come
tell
on.
Me about it.
Buttholes are fun.
All right, so this bus.
Yeah.
Speaking of broken down buttholes.
With rats in
it's going to try to get you all over the country for all of these shows. What is the contingency plan when this bus isn't working?
Yeah, you got to figure a plan out.
We're
going to
tow it.
That's your plan?
Yes. I called AAA and I was like, hey, do you guys, like, I have, it's not really an RV, it's not really a car. And they're like, what is it? I'm like, it's a short bus. And they're like, absolutely not. So then I just called them back and I said, hey, I have an RV.
Wait, so the guy's going to come and hook it up and you'll argue about it then?
They tow 100 miles for free. I figure I'll just keep calling 4 different tow trucks, get to the next location.
Yeah, wow. Why don't you tell them?
Tow.
Have a girl be like, I don't know, it's a big van.
Yeah. It's a short bus, though. It's like a school bus. It's really hot.
With rats in it.
Yeah.
Good Christ.
Yeah, a couple rats.
Well, that's, you know... That's fascinating to me. And I,
how, with no so air how, conditioning.
Would you, do you want
are
to
you gonna, are you doing social media of some kind? How can people follow the whole
it's
all, adventure?
It's on my website, on my Facebook. It's eddieif.com. And it's also, we're Facebook Live-ing every event. We just did Tahoe and we did Tony Clifton.
Wow.
As our guest, which was really weird. I went to Tony Clifton's house.
What's that like?
That was, it was scary when I found out there was no service on my phone. And I got there and I was like, oh, this is where it ends. because
I mean, the guy is not, you know,
is that a murderer? Is
the
he
guy's
a murderer?
The guy is not a real person, so he can get away with some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, true. Who did it?
It would be fun to have that kind of character that you're like, I'm going to play the worst human being alive.
Well, yeah. I mean, as far as I understand it, it's Bob Zmuda.
You're not
but
allowed
I've
to
talked
say
to,
that.
I've talked to Bob while he's dressed as Tony. But he just acts like Bob because it's just me and him talking.
That's way weirder okay. than being stuck at Tony Clifton's house.
That's kind of our whole podcast. The whole time I'm going, so, Tony.
Yeah.
Like, I'm directing him. Tony.
Yeah, could you act like Tony for a minute?
Back to character.
I know you got the mutton chops and the suit on, but fucking come out, voice.
Come out,
be
come
obnoxious.
Out wherever you are.
He's a very nice man. All right.
All right.
Wow.
Time? You okay?
This was a beauty.
I mean,
I'm good.
That hit you.
Yeah, like if I was at a party, I probably wouldn't take another hit for like 10 or 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. Whoa. That was how good that hit was.
Man.
I need to take a tolerance break of 10 or 15 minutes. But
a tolerance break.
Instead, right now, I'm going to hit something else real soon. But it was, I keep trying to mention that Zob is the name of the... it's one of our sponsors, but also they provide us with some really nice new pieces that I'll choke to death on each week.
Does the staff get high too?
I mean, look
Well, some you know, do. I don't really believe in hotboxing in a room this large, and we haven't had anybody like you know faint or say that they're too high.
You don't believe in it like religiously,
but yeah.
I don't have faith in it.
I believe in it on Easter and Christmas.
Have you performed? As religious have you performed as I am. At the club in Toronto that is like a weed club? Like it doesn't serve alcohol.
Yeah.
Weed.
I greened out there once.
Okay. So it's normal too. Like
it's
I
intense
got,
as fuck.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's like it's a much smaller room than this, and the entire audience is smoking and blowing it in your face the whole time
that's
you're
a lot.
Doing stand-up comedy. all right, so we're going to go to a break. We got two more exciting segments coming up. Thanks for being here, and we'll see you in a minute. When it comes to snacks, sometimes it feels like the only options are delicious and a billion calories or boring and tasteless. But it doesn't have to be that way. Up your game with Nature Box. Nature Box has over 100 snacks that taste good and are all made from high quality, simple ingredients. That means no artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners, so you can feel good about what you're eating. My favorites are their Honey Dijon pretzels and their vanilla bean wafers because they taste great without making me feel bad for snacking. Plus, they add new snacks inspired by real customer feedback, the latest food trends, and professional chefs every month. It's so simple. Just go to naturebox.com, choose the snacks you want, and NatureBox will deliver them right to your door. There's no risk. If you ever try a snack you don't like, NatureBox will replace it for free. So you're sure to find your new snack obsession. And right now, you'll save even more. NatureBox is offering our listeners and viewers 3 free snacks with your first order when you go to naturebox.com/getdug. That's naturebox.com/getdug for 3 free snacks with your first order. naturebox.com/getdug. Welcome back to Gangs Don't Want Hummus. That was that one was suggested by Lumpy Space Teen. That's a good Twitter
what?
Name, Lumpy that, Space Teen.
All those words together like are bugging me out.
Lumpy Space
lumpy
Teen
space
is like
teen.
You know in WALL-E at the end of that movie, all the people are all really lumpy and lazy.
Oh yeah.
Lumpy Space Teen.
Oh, I got it. That's a all good right. movie.
I love that movie. It's creepy as fuck though.
It is.
But it was for families. Kids, post-apocalyptic robot movie. Let's go.
Yeah, a little creepy for that.
Where they keep playing a song from Hello Dolly over and over again.
I know, it's like
it's
Jeepers
really
Creepers.
A nightmare. It's
it
a
is
fucking
a nightmare.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
All right. So, speaking of nightmares, the business world terrifies me.
Yeah.
And the weed world is you know, who knows what's going to happen there. It all seems headed the right direction. But you are now proud. Co-owner of a dispensary.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That you were dabbed out at.
I got dabbed the fuck
you
out
got
at this dispensary.
The F out in
that's
a tent.
Not biz as usual, cops. But it was a special party. It was outside. It was private.
My favorite is you kept hitting your head in the same spot like four times and over and over at the tent.
But it wasn't that, it didn't hurt.
No, you just were like, oh. And then you turn around and you're like, oh. It was just like you were stuck on repeat.
It's just I'm the guy that either, like, when any kind of thing like that, it either clears me entirely or right. I have to really duck. And that one was just so... Just
got
a shaver.
You.
Yeah, so it would just get me every time.
Is a dispensary like a bar? Like, you have to worry about all your people that work for you stealing from you?
Essentially, yeah. Like, I mean, I was going to say not where we
That's where she's
are,
great, because
yes.
she comes in and yeah. says some jokes and everybody's happy. They don't want to steal yeah. from such a happy person.
But I can
happy.
Just imagine them, you know, people that work there are all potheads. And my friend lived next door or in the same kind of house as a grower. And he's like, yeah, we're not speaking anymore. And I go, why not? He goes, because I would just take a little off the top every night. Just a little. I would just smoke a little. And he goes, and then it was just empty. And he goes, I just couldn't stop taking a little bit all the time.
He should have been selling more. There wouldn't be anything to smoke if he sold it. You
so you're so you wow, you have a dispensary. You're like a real
I know. Jeff
person.
Sessions is going to set me on fire. I can
Are we
feel
saying
it.
The name of it on the show?
Sure.
Go. Do it. Because I can't remember.
Fast.
Why would I remember
La Flora
that?
La Flora Organica.
La Flora Organica, yeah.
Is it
that's an easy one to remember.
But my favorite is there's a photo of one of the burlesque dancers from the party.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
In the front. And then there's a photo of, and Doug is in the background on the photo shoving a taco in his face.
I'm just, like, eating a taco and, like, not even looking in the direction of this half-naked girl. Who I had been just looking at, and I probably turned away because it was making me uncomfortable how much she was wiggling her ass at me in a backyard barbecue. I'm dabbed out of my mind.
Daytime.
And this girl just bent over, like you can see right up her ass, just wiggling around. And I'm like, you know what? This taco is my only friend.
Oh my God. That's what it's
but
like
that was
to
a good
own
one.
A dispensary. Just
yeah,
asses
so if you've
out.
Seen that picture out there, go ahead and
you're like a,
retweet it for everybody.
You're like a weed overachiever. You smoke.
A weed overachiever?
You are. Like, there
That's
was
hilarious.
Burlesque people. There's a tent. There's, like...
That's
well,
funny.
Well, it was a whole... She had a whole opening night thing. They had,
yeah,
they had
like
a taco
a
bar that was amazing. You just keep going back and getting... And there were little
Endless.
Tacos, so you didn't feel like too much of a pig.
Yeah, you had, like, 20 of them. You feel good. Just,
yeah,
like, a whole bunch
right.
load of tacos.
But
boobies.
Then every other thing was a booth with somebody either with actual weed or with something that had weed in it.
Yeah, there was...
And wanting you to try everything. It was just like...
Everyone
did anybody
got a bunch of free stuff.
Leave in an ambulance?
No. No.
Because that is
I mean, you were
intense.
Just... I was... You were in tents all night. Like, literally inside the tents all night. I was... Every time I was like, where's Doug? They're like, he's in the dab tent.
Yeah, I overdressed. I wore something too warm, so...
Yeah, you had like a hoodie
the
on.
The tent was like kind of the coolest spot.
Is that justification you're going with?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, but the dab folks, people that do dabs love to try to, you know, take me out with the dabs. Like, they really...
Does that happen to you a lot, that people want to
It's very
give
threatening.
You...
Like, take you out, like what, like duck hunt?
And I don't want to be like, you know, that guy's a pussy. He wouldn't do 10 dabs.
Yeah.
So I'm like, 11, please. You know? But it's stupid, because I'm not good at it yet.
Does that happen to you a lot, though, where people try to, hey, let's see if we can fuck up Doug?
I would
imagine
all the time.
There's a culture out there that's very much like, I can smoke you under the table.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, what you mean when I get
race?
Tired and go to bed?
Yeah.
Like, you
yeah,
know, because
yeah,
I'm going to smoke yeah. every waking hour. I get really high, but I, you know what I mean? I don't get like that hit was really good and I got really high off of it, but I'm not like, the recovery's pretty fast.
It's amazing how white your eyes are now, because before it was like you had jelly in them.
Well,
so
but that's
red.
The other thing though is I'm a squinter, not a red
not
eye
a
person.
Squirter.
Like I. I almost said in that She's same snorted. Vein, when he said he knows a grower, I said, is he a shower? I almost said, is he a shower? But I didn't say it because I forgot that I was next to the queen of juvenile comedy. We have so much fun.
Oh, God, that's hilarious. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, listen, do you want to... marijuana know something?
Yes, that's fun.
This is our new segment called Marijuana Knows Something.
I like that.
I'm going to say something. You guys guess. Approximately how many dogs in the United States are named as the heirs of their owner on their owner's wills?
I don't even know what the fuck
like
you just said.
What? like your dog, is it going to get money? Is it going to get all your money if you
die? No.
Okay,
what?
But how many people do that? How many people leave their
everyone
money
in Beverly Hills
to their dogs?
All the Kardashians.
How many dogs in the U.S.? So let's figure this out. I already know the answer. I'm still going to help.
Okay, is it in
how
the...
big? How many people live in the U.S. now? About 330
million?
330 million?
325 million.
325. How many of those do you think you have dogs?
I mean, a third of them, at least.
Yeah, and how many of those love their dogs so much
they're
giving them their money?
I'm so bad at math.
I would say... I would think... Oh, do you need an exact number?
I tried to walk you through it. Yeah, just guess the number. Without going over Price is Right stuff.
1,432,000.
Jesus.
He said...
Guess a number.
Guess a number.
He did. And it, you know what? It's correct. That's the right number.
Are you serious? What is wrong with people?
Because the answer is approximately 1 million.
What?
And he was close to 1 million.
Wait a minute.
It was approximate.
For real, these dogs have money?
Yep.
If their owner dies.
And it doesn't have to be money, because I have you in my will.
And dogs, pets, a lot of them live much shorter lifespans than their owners. So I bet a lot of times there's no payoff for the pet. The pet probably goes first.
Well, where's the money going to go, though? What if the pet's like how's a pet going to go? He's going to go to Chase Bank? Like, how's he going to cash in on the thing that he gets?
Oh, because, the lawyers that are put in charge, supposedly took an oath.
That's
and they
too
will,
much, man.
And they will come to the house and knock on the door, and the dog will answer the door and say, here's your money. We need you to sign this. Oh, you can't sign it? It's our money, bitch.
Doug Benson, king of canine comedy.
Don't get me started on dog humor.
Did you know there were dog lawyers?
No! No, and I'm an avid dog lover, owner. I have rescues, but that's all craziness.
You wouldn't hire a lawyer for your dog?
No! I would hire a lawyer for my llama, not my dog.
You have a llama?
That's weird, yeah.
You have a weed store and
a
llama.
Do you have that thing in your will?
You said you were single.
How'd you know the llama and I were engaged in relations?
How the hell are you single with a llama?
Are you videotaping us from a van in the street all the time when we get our...
No,
get it on.
But somebody in my neighborhood had 9 alpacas that were killed by a mountain lion.
All right. And if you're just going to come here and and do the fake news.
I almost believed you. This one's true.
9 alpacas, and everyone was so upset, and I just couldn't get over that someone had 9 alpacas that I have never seen.
You never
or
saw
heard,
them? You never heard?
Or knew.
Do alpacas make noises?
Yeah.
This is what they make the noise.
That's what they sound like. Your butt is ringing.
What is happening?
It's a phone.
That's a phone? But that's the sound your phone makes when everybody calls or just that person?
That's the alpaca ringtone.
A pack of alpaca? That sounds
They're
fun.
They're not called a pack.
What is it?
It's called a horde.
What'd you call me?
It's a horde of alpacas. I don't know. I just made that up.
You're very good at it because I'm learning to not believe you, but part of me still wants to. Mm. You're good at it. Alpacas seem fun. You can make a sweater out of them.
But aren't they just like llamas?
Nah, llamas are mean. Llamas are the ones that spit at you.
Why'd you get a mean spitting llama?
I don't have one. I fooled you too.
I thought you had a llama.
Oh,
I really did.
Shit.
Marijuana knows something?
No one else
yes.
did. No one else. No one else thought she had a llama.
Half these people know me. So
she has her own weed store. If you have your own weed store,
I am taking the llama.
Eddie, marijuana know something?
Wait, I want to know how much a llama is. If you ordered me bullets on Amazon, I want to order her a llama.
A llama.
I would like to deliver
one
a llama.
One baby female llama, because that way I can have more llamas.
Are they all right to have, though? Like,
they
are they
seem
good
fun.
To have around?
People have monkeys and weird lizards.
Do they do anything useful? Like, do they eat mosquitoes?
Sure, probably, if you make it into, a nice little snack.
All right, well, we'll get some of those facts into the next episode. But in the meantime, marijuana knows something?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you want a pocket snack?
No, thank you.
Okay.
What is the national animal of Scotland?
Ooh, I know
So you might
one.
Already know this, but if you don't, you're gonna find out. National animal of Scotland.
Unicorn.
Is this something that a person can just figure out? You're saying unicorn?
Wait, is it an animal that we should know?
Yeah, I guess.
No, that's a weird animal.
Muskox.
Ostrich. Ew.
You've never heard of unicorns?
Yeah, I would love to have a unicorn, but that can't be the animal because that's like a mystical creature.
It's not mystical. They've seen them in the jungles.
Come on. You're not fooling me anymore.
I swear to God.
I think that I would get my eye poked out if I had a unicorn. And I think that that fucking spike on its head is just not going to work out
what
for me.
What are you doing with the unicorn that you're going to get your eye poked out?
You're just trying to have a nice time with a unicorn. He's got a big fucking sharp thing on his head.
Welcome to my dating
life. You know what I mean? At the very least, I'll end up, impaling, sticking my hand on it or something.
Want that?
Oh, that looks...
You want that?
That's terrifying. There's no...
Correct answer is...
Wait!
Muskox.
The fuck is that?
Muskox?
Okay, let's really guess this.
I said a muskox.
A muskox?
You've never seen a muskox?
That's not a real animal.
The national animal of Scotland is a unicorn.
No, it's not! Yeah, let me see.
That's what it says.
Is life even real anymore? I take trivia very
Did
seriously.
I really guess that? Does it really say
it's
unicorn?
Unicorn, yeah.
Scott,
that's why I was like, okay, Eddie's guess is unicorn. Jess, maybe what do you have?
How the fuck did I get that right?
The whole time I knew you fucking nailed it.
I thought you were doing that magic
trick. I just was trying to build up the comedy / suspense.
Is that real,
though?
Some
people watching it probably knew the answer, right? That's something people know, probably. Maybe. I don't know. I might want to know more. And we got another segment coming up, you guys, with Eddie Ift and Justin May Peluso. So come back. Stay around. Whatever.
Zabello, Wubblers, Recyclers, Showerhead Perks. My friends over at ZobGlassPipes.com have super high quality glass bongs and pipes all made right here in the good old U.S. of A. Whether you're looking for a simple classic bong or an elaborate heady dab rig with an El Chapo escape tunnel, ZobGlassPipes.com has you covered with over 150 bongs and dab rigs for any budget. Unsure of the difference between a UFO and an OG? Zob's expert professors of bubbleology are friendly and here to help. Do you have a nosy neighbor? Not to worry. Every package ships fast, free, and super discreetly. Worried about your new dab rig breaking? Zob also offers hassle-free returns. And if you need any more reason to visit ZobGlassPipes.com, you could save $25 off your order when you use the promo code Doug. Visit ZobGlassPipes.com. That's Z-O-B glasspipes.com, promo code Doug.
Do you watch your own show?
No, sir.
Well, you have. I've talked to people, I've watched it, and I've talked to other people who find it compelling. You can't take your eyes off. So
well,
there,
imagine
you,
if
whatever
you were
it
doing
is you're
it.
Making up, whatever qualities you're fabricating here, you yourself possess them.
But imagine if you were doing it.
Well, imagine if you were doing it. Well, what's the matter? I've done it for 30 years. I don't want to do it anymore. You do
it. Without an audience, though.
You could do it.
But you'd be a different show.
I don't want to do it.
You don't want to do it.
No, I've done it. People always say to me, well, what do you want to do? And I said, well, I kind of did it.
Right.
For 30 plus years.
Right.
We always worry a little about you because we regard you as the top of the heap, the best of the best, the funniest of the funny, the guy who has it in every fiber of his being, not conjured. It's the real thing. So you do it.
I just want to write. I just want to write books. But I'd like to watch you with a big desk, and it'd be black. Hey. Dave, say what you will about Elon Musk, but with his new plan to bring people to Mars, nobody is a more creative serial killer.
It's getting dark with high. Gonna get down in the basement for your entertainment. It's getting dark with high.
All right. You guys know who that was. That song's been used a few times before. I don't need to plug him again. We didn't get it to any pot topics yet.
Pot topics.
Pot topics.
Global medical marijuana. This is just medical, but throughout the globe, all over it. is going to reach 55 billion in sales by 2025.
Yowza.
Yeah, that's fun.
Green Rush.
I like that.
That is fun.
What's going on right here?
That's a Frankenstein
I'm sorry.
Machine.
We forgot to mention. A new thing we're trying on the show is that at the final act of the program,
we
take it up a notch and do dabs.
You take it up a
niche? Take it up a niche.
You just sound like my mom. We're going to take it up a niche.
I don't like this. I feel like we're getting a tourniquet put on.
It's way too much. It's like it either feels like hardcore drugs or science. And it turns out it's a little of both. Taylor Rizzo is our dab master. He comes in and administers the dabs.
You also look like you make a mean shoe buckle.
What?
Shoe buckle. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I've seen a shoe with a buckle on it.
I'm just saying, look like
you don't never hang out with pilgrims?
He's actually really a mason.
Yeah, I believe it.
No, like a brick. God. Makes bricks.
I believe it.
Free. It says here, pod is good for AD, whatever.
Yeah, didn't get her that time.
Get it? I moved on.
She's done with my lies. She doesn't believe anything you say now.
I like her a lot.
So we're going to do dabs if you want to. You don't have to. I wouldn't read the comments if you opt not to do it.
If you don't
keep
do it,
your eyes off of the comments.
I can't believe I'm so afraid of the peer pressure of 12-year-olds.
You pussy!
I know,
everyone's
so crazy.
Tim Donovan's the name of the dude that made the music. Eddie Ift, new podcast, The Bingle Show, is on iTunes, and that's what the bus is the Bingle bus.
Yes.
And he's going on the Bingle All the Way tour.
Do you know what a Bingle is?
It's one of the elves in that cartoon, Christmas cartoon special.
Yes.
A Year Without a Santa Claus, or whatever that was called.
Guess. Are we guessing?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
You can guess.
A growth on your nut.
I never named that.
You know, like when they find little Kris Kringle, they're like, what's that, Bingle? It's a baby, Dingle. A baby what? Flingle. A baby, Bingle.
Did you dab already?
That's what they say. That's what they say in this show. I am quoting a program.
I have a fidget spinner here.
I'm quoting
American
culture.
The one with, I want to be a dentist?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What's
and
a
it's
bingle?
Good to see you still got a great career going after playing that role. A lot of people do something that big when they're young and they...
I want to be a dentist.
But you found a bus and you're going to go
to... You found a bus.
The San Jose Improv is July 19th. The Hi-Fi Music Hall in Eugene, Oregon, July 20th. Columbia City Theater in Seattle, July 21st.
We're never going to make it that far.
I can't. Yeah, the bus is already broken down.
Not with
all those rats. So people get tickets to these shows if you're, you know, into
gambling.
into gambling not a winner.
People with tow trucks get in free. So
that's
a good idea. That's a good idea. Seriously, if you own a tow truck, you get in free.
Yeah.
Flatbed.
EddieIft.com.
Preferably.
Justin May Peluso has a podcast called Sharp Tongue. It's at iTunes and JustinMay.com. She's going to be with our pal Josh Wolf at Bear's Den at the Niagara Casino in New York on August 3rd.
Are you going to go to Niagara Falls?
Hell yeah.
Do you know that that's man-made?
Is it?
Oh,
don't
my
believe
God.
It.
Oh my God, he did it again.
Don't believe it. He did it. He lost me for the second one.
The first one was, are you going to Niagara Falls? Second one was, do you know it's man-made?
No, the first one in the beginning where you told us about cocaine.
The one before cocaine.
Yeah.
Did you know that every week they find hundreds of broken barrels?
at the bottom of Niagara Falls.
Did you know about that?
I hate both of you.
We just said it at the same time because it's true.
I'll bring you back a barrel.
You gotta go to her dispensary, you guys.
I'll buy you a llama that's $5,000, we found out, if you go over the falls in a barrel.
I will go over the falls in a barrel.
I don't think they allow.
No, they don't, but they make these ones, Red Bull, they make these special ones that they're padded all inside and you wear like straps and stuff.
That sounds fun. That's first date status.
Does it?
Yeah.
He just, that's another
that's
one.
That's basically how I feel again. Going down the river doing a dab. It's just going down a river in a stupid fucking...
La Flora Organica.
Bucket. Yeah.
Dispensary. I think that's a nice name, but I think you should have called the place Stupid Fucking Bucket.
Yeah,
come on
bucket.
Down. But people say, what does that translate to, La Flora Organica? Go, stupid fucking bucket. Because people will ask that.
They will.
It's so obvious what it
means. I know. It means stupid fucking bucket.
Yeah.
So obvious.
Do you accept Bitcoins?
You're going to lie to me.
I'm not lying. I'm asking
you're gonna
a question.
You're going to lie to me.
Do you accept Bitcoins at your stupid fucking bucket?
Yeah, we're in a barter system. Whatever you want to bring us. We'll give you weed.
Really?
Yeah, we're trying something new. Like, we're trying to, like, improve the neighborhood, turn the neighborhood
That's
over.
Very nice of you.
I'm fucking with ya! Ting, ting!
So you're a horrible person.
Honeybearflowerfarms.com is also our medical weed company, Honey Bear Farms.
You're a bad person.
All right, so let's dab.
Yeah. Who's up?
I got the plugs out of the way before dabbing.
You want to do one, Eddie?
You guys don't have to.
You know, yeah.
I'm going to do one.
No,
because
no
that's
pressure.
My thing just... now is I got to do one because it was my idea.
Do you want to go first, Doug?
Yeah, I'll go first. Because I might.
You had me scared.
I might be the only.
You're hitting your head at a balcony wearing clothing too much.
What happened?
Where? What?
when you dabbed at her party.
This is the carb cap.
She wasn't even in a balcony. He was in a tent.
It was like
he hit his head
tent.
On the tent. Did
I kept hitting my head on the tent?
He was in a tent. And he walked into it.
It just looks too. Right here.
Okay, cool.
But then he ate a whole bunch of tacos and saw a burlesque dancer, so that was fun.
Yeah, I saw a butthole.
He looked into a butthole.
I'm doing Bert Kreischer's drinking podcast right after this.
No.
Shut up. And then Coco Diaz.
That's beautiful.
Are you really?
And I'm glad. And that's the order we have to do it in. I don't want to get him drunk here.
That's what I said to Bert. He said, what time do you want to do it? And I said, either Doug's getting me drunk or you're getting me high. Which one's better? And my opener is a drug addict, and he's tried every drug in the entire world, and he knows the place that you should have everything. And he said, always do alcohol last. And I said, why? And he said, just because you're going to get the spins real bad then. So.
Oh, okay.
If you do alcohol first.
Yeah. I just pick one or the other.
You tell that story every time you come on this show.
Does he?
No.
He got me, y'all laughing is so evil.
That was the best one.
Y'all so evil.
That was the best one.
Oh shit, I thought this was plastic.
Taylor Rizzo has his Periscope show called Mediocre Smoker.
I do.
And you can follow her on Twitter. That's what it says.
Her?
Follow this nice lady on Twitter at Taylor Rizzo. And Instagram, one of my favorite names on the internet, is Instagram name is Rizzo Rizzo.
Rizzo Rizzo.
It's like a rap name.
There is a rapper named Rizzo Rizzo, and I just keep getting tagged in all of his posts from fans. Yeah.
Oh, Rizzo.
You won't leave me alone.
Wasn't there a rapper, Dougie Doug, that was in, like, Cool Runnings?
Yeah,
what about
Dougie Fresh?
Dougie Fresh.
I like Dougie Doug. Wasn't there Dougie Doug?
There's Doug Savant from Melrose Place. Not a lot of famous Dougs.
Dr. Doug
Ross, played by George Clooney.
What about the cartoon Doug? That was a
Doug. Yeah, Doug and Bob McKenzie, Strange Brew.
It's a shitload of Dougs.
Yeah, no, none of them are good, though. No great Dougs. It's got to be Douglas.
Is it empty?
I think so.
Janitor Douglas MacArthur, that's a great Doug.
You gotta really.
You sound like the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz when you were talking into that thing.
There you go.
Why are you doing that thing? You should do a dab.
Peer pressure.
Come on, do
Scaredy
a dab.
Pants.
You're willing to do that big bong? Why not do a dab?
Why are you back to my mom?
It's the 420 somewhere lady. That we usually hear when I spend that set.
Do you still do a lot of your shows in sign language, Doug?
Shut up!
You don't know that he has so much sign language.
No, absolutely not.
No, but seriously, it's interesting that he.
He just went like this.
Yeah, just.
It's mostly just pointing, like, you just got to be in a place where there's a lot of things that you can reference. Just point to the different items.
That's all sign language is. It's just...
Yeah, you know.
Oh, is this a new glass? Look
oh,
at
wow.
This.
Isn't that fun? Somebody made yeah. one of those combination
wake and bake.
Mug and, yeah.
Those are the clothes.
Oh. Oh, look at you getting high in your own supply over
Whoa.
There.
Yeah, smoke yours. Is it the opposite yeah. of that?
Our next show's going to be the week of August 7th, probably. And you just check back on the YouTube page or wherever you watch this show for updates. So great to have you guys. I'm kind of wrapping it up because we've got a hard out now where the show's just going to suddenly go to the end thing. Yeah, so I want to make sure I get everything in.
How do you feel about it? You feel good?
I feel all right. I feel like these last few moments will...
I'm still mad we didn't get these after the show.
What do you mean?
We were all supposed to get one of these.
I think everybody did but you.
You said that last? He says that every show.
No.
He I have one at home.
That better be a lie.
No, that is a lie.
You can have that one if you want.
That's the only lie I've told. Everything
yeah,
else is
I
real.
Think every time you say, yeah, I didn't get one, I go, well, just take the one you're using
and then
as
I forget.
An example. You can have you guys can have anything you want from the table.
Anything.
Yeah, including Taylor.
Yep.
If you want your own personal dab master,
selling
and have
people.
Somebody around
just
and just
hang around
dab
all
you
the
out.
Time.
So dab master, you were chilling at the party.
I was there.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody was at this party except for me.
Well, next time I have one, you're more than welcome
Thank
to come.
You. I would like
Bring
to
your
go.
Van.
And the llama.
And the rats.
The rats no longer around.
I should
around.
Probably do one more if these guys aren't okay. going to do one.
Yeah,
I agree.
You guys can make fun of me in the
comments. I didn't
comments.
Do a good job.
Am I dead on YouTube?
Yeah, you're
Yeah,
fucking,
we're dead to them.
It's over for you there, man. Get out.
Last time I did a dab, I felt the earth literally fold under my feet.
It was that... Really?
Yeah, I was the meat in a taco. That's how I felt.
I felt the rubber legs. I've never done a dab, though.
You've never dabbed?
No, I
You don't dab, bro.
I was about to light it.
Today
I was about
to
Here we go.
No, I...
Dabs are no joke.
And yeah, you can wait to start
pretty
pulling
serious.
It until you get it all in there.
I get
once
really
you get the
paranoid,
cap on,
so
I think I'd start pulling
it's
it.
It's like a female reproductive.
Oh, okay. That's what you're saying.
I made it a little
Is
bit
that wax?
Lower temperature.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a fallopian tube.
It looks like something that just came out of somebody's ear.
It legitimately looks like a reproductive system of a female.
That's so creepy. He's like a mad scientist that just put earwax.
There's too many like moving parts.
Yeah.
Like the cat. It's just like, I can't.
Oh my god!
I trip every day. I'm not built for this shit.
You guys are fucking with us. That's
and
not...
what's this piece? This is right here. It's
just the mouthpiece.
What were?
That looks like an ovary too.
I feel like we just made something really.
You can't
criminal.
Even count.
Great show.
Said it.
I love it.